Hi, I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne.
Hello.
That's enough. On adventures across the United States National Parks, Texas State Parks, or anywhere Brittany and I think would be fun. This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. So, welcome back. We haven't had a recording in a very long time. And I'm going to pass it off to so I can spray myself with some Cutter because we are on site right now. And Brittany's going to take over and talk about our camping spotlight of the week. Bug attack.
So, I'm going to talk about Gulf of Gorge National Campground in Hot Springs, Arkansas. So, Gulf of Gorge is the only campsite in Hot Springs National Park. It was a pretty great campsite. We loved it because our spot at night had really great shade. We were very close to the amphitheater. They had a great little, they have Gulf of Creek. What was really cool about this, and we'll talk more about it in our talk is that you could walk from Gulf of Gorge campground to, my gosh, there's this like huge bug that's getting on me. Sorry, we are recording on location tonight. But you could actually walk through the national park from one end to probably about, I would say about 2/3 of the way in, to the national park. And so I would definitely suggest if you are thinking about hitting up Hot Springs, Arkansas, it was a really great price. I loved being on the creek. Girls, what did y'all like about the creek?
Floating.
I didn't get to belly flop.
You didn't get to belly flop?
That was because it was like 3 inches deep, baby.
So it's not super deep, but it's fun to just like kind of play in, isn't it? And so it was just a really great time for us to just spend. We got to sit. We got to meet some very interesting people from all over Arkansas, Louisiana. We just got to talk to some different people, and it was really a neat. They all had kids, and so it was, and they were all girls.
And so just a last minute like caveat to that. It is the only campsite.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
In the Hot Springs National Park.
Right now, we are on the only campsite at Indiana Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last national park that we went to, there were no campsites.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of a little bit of a trend of the campsite, the national parks that we're going to right now, is that there's not a lot of camping situations.
So we're going to, this trip, we're going to five national parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only staying on site at three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because we don't want to. It's because there's only... And at the last one we go to, there are two different campsites. Yes, ma'am? Were you raising your hand, Amelia?
I was itchy.
Okay,
we were just making sure.
All right, so now we're going to start with our joke of the week. All right, go ahead, Daphne, and tell us our joke.
What did the cowboy say when his dog ran away?
What did he say, Daphne?
Doggone!
Doggone!
And you can find that more at...
What did we eat? What was the name of it? Smoke and salt?
Salt and smoke in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right,
Amelia.
And that's where we had lunch yesterday.
That is where we had lunch. We'll talk about
now,
that
Amelia,
more.
Amelia, you tell us the trivia.
So what is our trivia?
Our trivia today.
Okay, so.
Don't be swirly.
Come here.
Yo, yo.
The St. Louis
arch
is as wide as is it long?
As it is tall.
As it is tall.
And it's 600.
How wide and tall was it, Amelia?
630 feet.
So how tall is it?
630 feet.
Jinx!
You cannot use it on me because it's nighttime.
Oh, well, I can use it on both of you. So that means they can't speak until one of us says their names three times. Yes.
It has been a fun week of doing jinxings on each other.
Jinx!
Nope, you can't talk, Daphne. I jinxed you.
All right. Y'all say goodnight.
Hey, guess what that means? That means that y'all have to go to bed. So, Amelia, Daphne, say goodbye to our followers.
Bye.
Good night.
Jinx!
All right, y'all go to
night-night. So tonight our feature discussion is about what, Brittany?
So it's about our trip so far. We are on day, so it's 17th.
So it's our 2023 trip.
We're on day 5.
Of our 2023 trip.
Yeah.
And so.
So we are 1/5 of the way through.
This is our old northwest trip. It is east. Well, no, it's some of it's been west of the Mississippi.
So it's really funny. I was actually thinking this when we were driving up here.
I've never crossed the Mississippi River this far north. Anyways, go ahead.
So the reason we planned this trip was because we started watching the Ozark, mm-hmm. and we saw the Lake of the Ozarks, and we're like, oh, we should do a trip up there. Mm-hmm. And so we planned this whole trip, and we totally, like...
We cut the Lake of the Ozarks.
We totally cut it out of the trip.
Yep. We cut it out.
Because I think, honestly, when
we wanted to focus on national
parks. I also feel like when we go up to Minnesota, we could do it. Because it's pretty far, not far, I wouldn't say. But it is on the western side of mm-hmm. Missouri. And we kind of focus more on the eastern side of Missouri.
Okay. So yeah. Before we get too far along. Let's do a quick 3-week rundown of our trip.
Hold on, pause. I want to say I'm sorry that we have been so MIA lately. We really don't have a good excuse.
We're teachers.
Yeah. I mean, I think the last time we really recorded an episode was February. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of give y'all a recap of just ABCD in general of that is we have gone on a couple of adventures since then, but we have actually been pretty boring. Both Chris and I have, are
transitioning
in our careers. And I am moving, we are both moving up to high school. And so I think through all of that, it just kind of got crazy. And so I'm sure y'all have just been sitting on the edge of your seats just waiting to hear our voices again. So I know y'all are like super excited. And Chris mm-hmm. is like rolling his eyes at me. But I mean, you got to have fun with this stuff. Mm-hmm. But thank y'all for those of us that have been willing to kind of stick by and listen and follow along. Again, we're sorry that we have been MIA. It's just been crazy. And hopefully we'll get things figured out and have our third season be fabulous. But let me tell you, we're going to end the second season really greatly.
Yeah. Third season is going to be amazing because we're going to be talking a lot about the planning of Brittany's 40th birthday trip.
But the end of the second season is going to be really fun because we've already had fun in our 5 days.
Yes. So let me do a quick rundown of what the plan is. The plan is for our... Brittany's being rude. Anyways, so... Our plan is currently to knock out the states of, well, we've already been to Arkansas, but also, as Amelia reminded us, that Amelia and Daphne had both been to Arkansas for her aunt, Melissa's, my cousin, actually, and Uncle Mark's, her husband's wedding in Eureka Springs, but they were little. And so Arkansas, we're going to knock out the states of Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio.
Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio.
Kentucky. And then we're going to go back to Missouri and then drive home through Arkansas to get home. So
in 25 days.
In 25 days.
We're
hitting seven states. And then there's seven states that a lot of people don't think about. they're not as wild. And I was thinking about this today, actually yesterday when I was driving.
Well, when we were driving, definitely when I was driving through today, I actually got to drive today's, guys.
Okay. Would you stop interrupting? Thank you.
I can't promise.
Okay.
I'm real pretty.
Stop. All right.
When you're driving through
what I realized today is that the East is not as full of untamed land or unusable land. And mm-hmm. so there's not a lot of national parks, national forests and stuff like that. And so there are not as many sites. So, and when you do get to them, they're not as exciting. But when you get into them, when you start looking at them, they're not as exciting. But when you get to them and you go and you look at what they do have, you're like, wow, this was worth it. Like this afternoon, when we went to the beach here.
Well, and like we drove through, we could have gone to like 3 or 4 historic sites through Illinois, but it was just kind of one of those, they were very small. And I know we probably could have, and we probably should have, but honestly, we're going to be going up to Minnesota and up to the Dakotas, and we'll probably go through Illinois again. And so we were kind of like, we really wanted to get the girls to the beach because we'd been promising the girls the beach for 5 days. Oh, y'all just put up with this. We'll get you to the beach. Y'all just put up with this. You'll get you to the beach. And so we just kind of didn't want to stop. And as y'all just kind of heard, Chris also has a little bit of a cough. And so he really didn't want to stop. And so we could have stopped in Springfield and gone to like Lincoln's house. We could have stopped at like some other places outside of Springfield mm-hmm. But it would have been probably an hour or so out of the way. And so what was a 4.5 hour drive would have probably turned into a 6 or 7 hour drive. And when you have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old, a 4-hour drive versus a 7-hour drive is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. You make considerations.
You pick and choose your battles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just let me finish you up on the summary. The plan here is to hit five
national parks.
And we've already hit two.
Three.
Yeah, technically, because we're in one.
We
so,
won't hit another one for 10 days.
Yeah. And then also a National Lakeshore is thrown in there. Mm-hmm. They are Hot Springs National Park, Gateway Arch National Park, Indiana Dunes National Park, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, Cuyahoga Falls National Park, or the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. I can't ever remember what it is.
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
And then Mammoth Cave.
And
Mammoth Caverns
and
National Park.
And Ozark Scenic Riverways National Historic Site.
National Riverways.
National Riverways, yes. Yeah. There's also stamps. We can get stamps there. So we're going to 5 national parks, 2 national historic site-ish things.
Right. And just a reminder is that you can still get stamps for your book at National Historical Sites, National Monuments.
As well as Junior Ranger sites.
Yeah, and you can also do the Junior Ranger at several of those sites as well. Me and Daphne at this point have already completed 2 Junior Ranger
badges,
and we are just focused on them finishing their Junior Ranger activities at national parks, but you could do it at many different places. So let's start off by talking about the first part of our trip.
So we left, we are now on what day of the week is this?
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
We
left on Saturday morning.
So this is day 5.
And we left about 8-ish. 8-ish. Saturday morning. Whatever.
7.
We left on Saturday morning. We drove in from the Dallas area into Hot Springs National Park, which we'd done that drive before. The difference is we'd gone to Hot Springs before, but we had never gone to Hot Springs National Park.
You know, we had driven down to the Bathhouse Row before.
Yes, but we did not realize when we drove to Bathhouse Row that was a national park.
Yeah.
We had no idea. And that's not a new thing. Like, that's
it's
not
new. It's
been
a national park for a long
time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not new. Mm-hmm. And so that was pretty cool to realize that, I don't know if y'all know this about Hot Springs, but so the town of Hot Springs is in the middle of the national park. So I would say about 2/3 of the national park is on the, I don't know, if you're looking at the map, I'd say it's on the right side, whatever it is. I don't know if that's the east side or not, but it's on one side of Bathhouse Road, downtown Hot Springs, and about 1/3 of the park's on the other side.
Yeah.
Because there's other hikes and trails you can do. But that was what was kind of cool. So we have family that live in Hot Springs, within an hour of Hot Springs. Yeah. They live in Hot Springs, Hot Springs Village, or outside of Hot Springs. And so we were able to both see family on Saturday. And then we drove into Hot Springs. We walked into Hot Springs. And that was pretty, like, we drove into Hot Springs. And we just kind of walked around. We went to the...
Well, we hit up the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
And we did... With the girls got their Junior Ranger books, and yes, we did a little exploration of the visitor center there. They had a little museum.
So they don't have Junior Ranger books, but they had, like, the assignments.
Yeah, they have a Junior Ranger assignment. We went to the store, the cultural center area.
So they have a, which if you're staying somewhere that has a refrigerator would be really great. So for us, we were kind of like, ugh, but it was also really cool at the same time. They have thermal hot springs, so you can go and fill up a water container. You can take anything.
They're called jug stations.
You can take anything. There were people that were literally taking just like literal like jugs
they're
of water.
Water jugs.
And like one lady was like, she was like, yeah, I live here and I do this. I just do this every day. And she apparently drives, she's a dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I fill this water because this is, she apparently was talking to the people and I just kind of overheard, I hadn't even talked to you about this, mm-hmm, that I just had overheard her talking to the people, and the reason she moved to Hot Springs was for the water, because it was so healthy for her as a diagnostician, not a diagnostician, because no, that's no, a
dietitian.
Dietitian, that she wanted to be near that thermal water.
I'm pretty sure
water.
There's another word for it that we're saying wrong.
But she's a nutritionist.
Nutritionist, that's the word. High five, we're intelligent.
Woo-hoo.
People with three,
we have three
higher
master's
level
degrees.
Whatever.
And so she's a nutritionist. And so that is why she moved to Hot Springs, was so she could go and get that water every day. But you could only, like, you can get the cold water, but it's much easier to get the hot water because, as Daphne said, it's Hot Springs, Mom. Duh. And we were like, one of my friends was like, what would we do without Daphne? Like, she just was like, I was like, man, I wanted to get cold water. And she was like, it's Hot Springs. Duh. Did you hear them giggle just now?
Mm-hmm.
We said that. So we're outside. Like we said, we're on location and we're filming and they're in the tent. And so they can hear us. And I can feel, you feel that? Feel that? There's a bug right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right there. There's a bug bite. No, there's a bug bite.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Sorry you got bit by a bug. Anyways, so...
So we got to do that the first day. So then on Sunday, which was Father's Day...
Yes.
I guess it was kind of Chris's day. Yeah. It was Chris's day. We talk about Father's Day. The father, the leader of ABCD Adventures.
I'm the third one on the list. You know that, right? I'm the C of ABC. I'm the least. If anything, Amelia's the leader.
No, Daphne is the hiking queen. Cause she
oh my
will,
gosh.
She'll punch a bitch if you try to hike in front of her.
She will get mad at you. But hey, sometimes she has to be dragged.
I'm the hiking queen.
Okay, stop.
Okay, Daphne's
can we just do the podcast
asleep
instead,
yeah,
of picking on her?
Okay, so talk about Father's Day.
Alright.
What? Oh, she's asleep. Daphne's asleep.
All right. Anyways, do you want to come out here and sit? No? All right.
You're welcome to join the podcast, Amelia. So tell us about Father's Day, Daddy.
So we woke up, and I got sent to go pick up ice. And I came back, and we were eating...
I tried to make pancakes.
But we had oatmeal instead, right?
We had oatmeal instead. So one
That's
thing
fun.
I learned, I will tell y'all this. So one thing we don't do, that I've seen a lot of people do is they bring a skillet. They bring a flat pan.
Griddle.
Griddle. They either bring a griddle or they bring a, what's the pans that your dad and grandma loved?
A griddle?
No, the pans that you do not clean.
Cast iron.
Cast iron. They either bring a griddle or a cast iron camping. We don't do that. We're not that fancy. And so I think if we had brought those, we could have done pancakes, but it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. So we ended up doing oatmeal. So we have the annoying child joining us. Say hi.
Hi.
You got to say it louder.
You got to talk loud.
Hi.
All right, but you can't be obnoxious about it either. All right, so after breakfast, we packed up and we loaded up as much water as we could.
We also made wraps.
And we made wraps.
While we were eating, we made wraps. And we put them...
Brittany made wraps.
Chris was gracious enough to carry them in his backpack.
Yes. And we packed in our food. And we took... We decided we were going to hike in to Bathhouse Row. Because we were told that it was an hour and a half hike.
Hmm. It really probably was.
Not an hour and a half. A mile and a half hike. Mm-hmm. It's a mile and a half. So however long a mile takes for you to hike... That's a different story. It's a mile and a half away.
Yeah.
As a crow flies.
No, the hike's a mile and a half.
Right.
So the thing is, it's not to Bathhouse Pro. It's to downtown Hot Springs, and which again is the about 2/3 of the way into the park. So we're like, oh, let's do it. Not thinking, oh, sorry, we didn't preface the fact that it rained.
Mm-hmm.
We were soaking wet. I was soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. We forgot. The tent was soaked. It had rained the night before.
And we're not talking like a little
sprinkle
rain.
And so we had to worry about drying out the tent.
Downpour. We're talking downpour.
You have hair in your mouth, woman.
So it was good because we had the fly on. We had a tarp underneath. We had everything prepared. We were good. Like, we were ready for the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
The fly fell off.
Oh,
okay. You want to tell about that? What was that like?
Tell about that, Amelia.
When it started raining, what happened?
So when it started raining,
Make sure you are loud and enunciate. When it started raining.
It started raining, and like we were like, my parents had to run out and like be like, let's go back on the fly, and like they were checking.
Fly blew off because who was in charge of hooking the fly up?
Sorry.
Who was in charge?
Me.
So who didn't do a great job? Who did an okay job? But not the best.
Don't blame me, dude.
I am gonna blame you.
It was your job. I said that, Amelia. Go do this. Anyways. So back to the hike.
We now know if it's rain. So again.
So we hiked across. What is the name of the creek?
Across Gulf of Creek.
Gulf of Creek.
And we did Oratel Hike. Oratel
Trail.
That's
what I was getting to.
Oratel Trail.
We did Oratel Trail. And along the way down.
I can't find my shoe. Okay, Brittany. Where's my shoe? This is the most Brittany comment.
Do we need to pause and do this later?
No. That's the most Brittany comment.
Because y'all can't focus.
No.
Y'all, focus. Anyways, we did Oratel Trail because we're only on day two or day five.
Yeah,
you gotta focus. Get it together.
25. You said 5:25.
We're on day five of our trip.
I will pop you. Anyways, right here on radio. Anyways, we did the Oratel Trail, which was up and down and around. And up and down, actually, it wasn't that bad of a trail when you think about it.
It really, now, what made it hard was that it was very humid.
It was very humid. And then at the end, it's like straight downhill.
And honestly, going straight downhill is great.
And I want to say it was a 30% grade, at least.
And let me tell you, it is not bad unless you have broken your ankle. And I don't like to,
that was some stress.
I'm not allowed to talk about my ankle very often. But
Does she complain about her ankle constantly? Amelia has left the conversation because she doesn't want to answer the question.
Okay, but you told me I'm not allowed to talk about my ankle. Amelia, why are you going underneath the table?
I can't find my shoe.
can't find my shoe. It's like Christina on Grey's Anatomy. Where's my shoe? It's always going to be entertaining in ABCD adventures.
ABCD.
Camping adventure.
All right. So, anyways, we're still in Hot Springs, y'all.
So we got all the way there. We walked around for a little bit. So the night before, sorry, I'm giggling. The night before, we went to a really great little brewery. If you are going to go to Hot Springs, I suggest you go to Brewery Bathhouse. Superior Bathhouse Brewery. They are the only brewery in the entire world that uses thermal springs water to brew their beer. They have a patio outside, and what we did is they have kind of a grassy area outside of their patio, and we sat and we ate our sandwiches outside in the grassy area, and then Chris and I went inside and kind of had a drink or two just to try out their drinks. But the girls, we liked staying in the grassy area. And why did y'all like being by Superior in that grassy area?
Because the night before we went, there's a spring and there's this huge rock, like probably bigger than the tent rock.
It's huge.
Yeah. And like I climbed up it and it was so cool.
Yeah. And didn't have any problem with it, did you? And so we had lunch there, and then we walked around a little bit more, and then we walked back.
We had ice cream.
Yeah, we had ice cream for Fat Bottom Girls cupcakes.
Always go to Fat Bottom Girls.
And what Amelia doesn't even know is that when she was one year old, we took her to Fat Bottom Girls cupcakes. She doesn't even know that. We didn't even tell her that. Like, we took her to Fat Bottom Girls Cupcakes when she was a little bitty baby girl.
Mm-hmm. I was, like, chubbier than chubby.
Anyways.
And so...
And then we hiked back up the...
And there were no arguments about finding the trail. Were there, Amelia? There were no arguments.
And she was walking
away. And she's walking away again.
I'm not walking away. I'm just laughing crazy.
I can't remember the name of the trail, but
Peak Trail.
Peak Trail and the Mountain View Trail.
So the Mountain View Trail was, once we got to the Mountain View Trail, it was super easy.
And then the Gulf of Gorge Trail. And then, and that only took a little while. About a couple of hours, but there were some great views and it was a great experience. It was neat because
what was cool for us
and
is,
it was
you
a
know,
rewarming,
last year,
I think is what it comes down to, is that it was a re, like we chose the steepest trails to get back into practice of hiking because we had been rusty because every single trip that we had tried to plan for 4 months had got canceled for this and that. And that's nobody else's fault but our own. But we had, you know, we just planned things that ended up getting canceled.
Well, and also, so, we had, this was the first time we had hiked.
Since, like, our last, like.
So, like, in a national park that wasn't cool.
As cool as my parents make it.
Oh, cold.
Like, cool weather.
Cool weather.
So, like, in the hottest... This was definitely the hottest national park we'd hiked in. Because, think about it. Probably the next one would have been either Shenandoah or the Smokies.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and...
This weather.
The fact that we always had the constant threat of rain and that we went, like, right now... We're not worried about rain, per se. We're worried about it. I hate to say it, but like we didn't have our, you know, we carried all our rain gear just in case. And it for 2 days.
Well, and it was the humidity and it was definitely more the atmosphere that we're used to living in. And so it was hard. It was a lot harder than what we had been used to. Because the last time, we hiked 2 years ago, we hiked in Tennessee. And that was not super hot. And even if it was, I'll be perfectly honest, we were more focused on just trying to get Daphne to walk more than we were on the weather.
Yeah, that was a hilarious.
And so, and then last year, like last year was awesome. We never had to worry about anybody like bothering anybody to hike, bothering anybody to walk, because the weather was perfect. Like what we're feeling like right now was like the norm of the weather. And so like to go and have 90-ish, 80 to 90 degree heats with humidity was not easy with a 6 and 10 year old, which I will say Amelia did great. Daphne was very much like, I'm tired. And so we kept going, just get here. And then we're going to go to St. Louis and then we're going to go to the beach. And so we say all this to say, it was hard, but it was worth it. It was really cool. It was nice. I have a friend of mine who she was like, I feel like this should just be a national, historic site or a monument. I don't agree. I think that the Hot Springs National Park was awesome. I think it was really cool. It was a very unique experience. It was really neat to walk through and like see like hotels and houses as you're walking and hiking. Like that was something that we'd never experienced before, and that was really cool.
Yeah. Here's the thing. And here's something as a historian. What? Say what, babe?
I gotta listen to my favorite hotel. And always go to the Embassy Suites Hotel.
And then you got to see an Embassy Suites.
Okay. But as a historian, I can say that the National Park Service has tried very hard to preserve anything that they deemed significant in American history and whatever else. And people look at, oh, it was just a recreational place. No, it's the hot springs. The hot springs make it a big deal. And when you look at that and you look at that, Arkansas doesn't have any other national parks when it should. There's a lot of other national, lots of
like that could be
natural areas there that are preserved and set aside by the National Forest Service.
That could 100% be something.
And even the state parks, it is a beautiful area. It really is a beautiful area. Anyways, we're going to move on.
Because we spent a lot more time than I thought we would.
The next day we moved to St. Louis.
And it was amazing.
So we
at night there was
Hold on, pause. We went and stayed at the KOA St. Louis West in Eureka, Missouri, and it was on the historic Route 66.
Ooh, 66.
And so, Amelia, what did you love about that KOA?
I loved it because it had like a pool, and like just I got out of the and there were showers here. Just like
there were showers there. Yeah, you know there's showers here too, though. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah. And so I was just happy. I was glad that I got to like, because like there was this little field like around us and it was like super pretty.
So when we got to the KOA, we went to
We like packed.
It's in the car, baby.
Ya me voy al carro.
Okay, so when we got to the KOA, we parked, we had already decided we weren't going to go into St. Louis, so we stayed about 30, 35 minutes out west of St. Louis, and we made that decision intentionally, just talking to someone, that there was no, of course, it's an urban city, there was no camping in St. Louis, there was no camping at Gateway National Park. And so we just decided that we were going to stay at a KOA, to try to give the girls, and as you'll hear over the next, couple weeks, we tried to give the girls like off and on, because this is actually the first trip that we are spending
with like grandparents.
We're spending all but two nights in the tent. Every other trip we've stayed, I would say we've stayed half of it in the tent. Last year, we probably spent half of it in the tent. 2 years ago, we probably spent like 2/3 of it in the tent. This year, we're spending all.
You spent half of it. You spent probably all of it in the tent because we stayed with Shishin Granddad one night. So you guys did. Like,
No. We all stayed with Shishin Granddad. So like Amelia, yes. because we all stayed in cabins last year, remember?
Yes, last year, but like the year before that.
We stayed in the tent. Y'all didn't stay with Shay Shay and Granddad in the cabin. No, y'all didn't. Y'all stayed in the tent.
You stayed in the tent.
Chris, when they stayed in, did they stay in the tent at Pigeon Forge? They stayed in the tent, did they not?
They stayed in the tent with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all did.
All right, well, it's time for you to go to bed then.
I would not guess that, because, like,
One of y'all each got one night with Shay Shay and Granddad.
No, we both went to these at night.
No, y'all each got one night with Shay Shay and Granddad.
Well, it sounds like it's time for you to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If you're gonna argue with us.
Sorry to say all that. Sorry, I was trying to do something, but Emilio kept arguing with me. So to say all that, what we did is we found a KOA, like I said. So we went and we had like a little train ride. We went and swam in the pool. And then as we were cooking, we realized that there were fireflies, which we had not seen fireflies since we stayed in Virginia. Back in 2021. And we had so much fun there. That was,
finished hands the alphabet.
Down, hands down, my favorite. I could spend 3 weeks at that place.
Yeah.
I really could.
We played a game called Wolf and Deer, where the girls were the deer and Mama and Daddy were the wolves, and we traced them down. And it was all fun and games. It was all fun and games until Daphne fell over.
So
slid in some rocks.
I went to this camp. I love that camp.
I know. Let's focus on this
right
now.
And so I
quick.
And so I started this thing at camp that it was called Turtle Position, and I
That was really funny. So I went to go get Amelia, and she calls it Turtle Position. It was totally fetal position. It was not Turtle Position. It was the fetal position.
It was the given by
Amelia. She was like, Turtle Position. I'm like,
no, don't get down on it right now. Go get covered in dirt.
I know, that's fine.
Get up here. All right.
And so we played this fun game. And
all right, we didn't need all that.
And it was, and so that was in St. Louis. That's all we did the first day in St. Louis. And so then we woke up yesterday, and we drove in. We kind of took our time. We did omelets. We have not done bagged egg omelets in a really long time. Think about it. We have not done them in a very long time.
Yes, because we haven't came in a while.
Train.
And so we did
that's
that.
That's not a train, baby.
What is it?
That's a ship.
And so we did that.
That's a ship.
We just took our time.
Oh, that might
we
be
went,
a train.
We went to St. Louis. And so we went to the St. Louis Zoo. And nothing super exciting happened at the St.
Right.
Louis Zoo.
I don't know. Daddy saw some grizzly bears.
No one peeked out at the St. Louis Zoo. No one.
Grizzly bears are my favorite.
Oh my God.
Nobody likes bears.
No one peeked out at the St. Louis Zoo. No one geeked out.
Mama freaked out crazy.
I did not freak out crazy, Amelia. I stayed cool. I maintained.
No, you did not.
I'm not going to say, Brittany, Amelia.
Amelia.
I'm not going to say that Mama might have pushed children out of the way to go see polar bears. I'm not going to
I didn't. I was
I'm
very.
I'm
going
to say she might not have pushed
very careful.
Children out of the way.
I was very careful when I pushed children out
gently.
Of the way. I was very
shove
careful.
Them.
Was very careful about it. Okay.
Oh my by God, the
so,
hen.
Oh my God, I just can't think about it. And I'm just like, oh my God, it was so funny.
She's like fangirling right now.
It was so amazing. Because they were like, oh my God. Okay, so the polar bear was outside and he was just walking and he was just chilling. And then he like looked at me and I'm like, oh my God. It was just so much fun. Okay.
He can fangirling right
spirit,
now.
And your spirit, he was like.
Like, they collided.
They collided.
She's fangirling
like
right now.
Anyways, so
it was great.
The St. Louis Zoo is a free zoo that you can go
and
to.
You should totally do it because the polar bears and the grizzly bears were amazing. They were like entertaining.
The animal that was most important for us to see was the capybaras.
Oh, goodness. So Daphne apparently informed us that we had no idea what capybaras were, but Daphne was like, capybaras are eaten by anacondas. So she like learned them and like we actually saw
on
capybaras and it's a whole thing. But we got to see grizzly bears and polar bears and
giraffes.
Giraffes.
And penguins.
Penguins. Go M-E-D. Gotcha, girl.
And what is it?
Daphne's gorillas.
Gorillas. We saw gorillas.
But again, we got to see polar bears and grizzly bears, which we never get to see polar bears and grizzly bears.
Oh, we got to see sea lions.
And so it was really fun. Again, it was a free zoo. Right. Now, we did have to pay for parking, but it was only $15.
Yep.
So, again, we paid $15 to go to the zoo. That was it.
Yeah.
And so that was not bad. So we went to the St. Louis Zoo, and then from there, we parked downtown.
Yes.
We went to, and we ate
now,
lunch.
Now, prepare yourselves. I'm going to just remember that this is an adventure preparation podcast.
Yes.
So when you make this, I want to go ahead and say this. Parking in St. Louis is not fun.
It's not easy.
Or easy. So make sure that you go ahead and prepare in advance. You're going to probably have to end up parking in a place called Laclede's what?
Laclede's Landing.
Laclede's Landing.
Which honestly was neat. We got. I'm glad we got to walk through the park.
Yeah. And from there, you walk through.
Minus the drug deal.
You walk through the park that is that the St. Louis Arch is a part of, or the Gateway Arch is a part of, and then you can go to the visitor center. We chose immediately to go eat, and so we ate at the. Called St. Louis
no,
Live?
No, it's called
Cardinals Live.
It was right by the Cardinal Stadium, and it's called Salt and Smoke.
Yes.
Salt and Smoke, and it was really good.
St. Louis barbecue. I mean, for barbecue, it was okay, but for St. Louis barbecue, it was pretty damn good.
I really liked it. We had
there's sides.
Okay, we had cream corn. The cream corn was delicious. The mac and cheese was okay. Me and Amelia both didn't like that it had crackers in the mac and cheese, but it was okay. We had brisket au gratin, which was really good. Me and Daphne had ribs, and I'm going to tell you right now, we will post a video of Daphne eating the ribs because it is a life-altering video.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a little scary. It might get like
a little Jeffrey Dahmer-ish.
No, it might get it might get blocked out by like Instagram because they're it's.
And then Chris had their brisket too.
I had the brisket and I had the ribs.
And Chris tried all four of their sauces and he really liked two of their sauces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading back to bed.
All right, good night, babe. Night. Thank you for joining.
Night, Amelia.
Night, night.
Good
night. So Daphne, I
helped. Peace out, Girl Scout. But and then we went to the St. Louis Arch, which was really beautiful.
It was cool.
When you look at it, different
than what we thought.
When you look at it, which is a monument. And
we both thought it would be white. We didn't realize it was metal.
Yeah.
Neither one of us realized it was made out of metal.
Here's the beauty of it all is that our kids went in with no expectations as to what it was.
They had never heard of it or seen it. They knew nothing about it.
And so when they saw it, but this morning, the next morning, the morning after,
That was the coolest thing.
There's the arch.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So we went and we saw it. We did it. So we walked out and they were like, we want to touch the arch. And Chris was like, it's electric. You can't touch it. You'll get electrocuted. And so they wanted to go see the Mississippi. And Daphne was like, I need to see the Mississippi. So we went and looked at the Mississippi because, of course, the arch is right on the Mississippi. And then Chris was like, okay, you can touch it. And she touched it. And she went, I didn't get electrocuted. You were wrong. And so
quick overview real quick. So if you are not interested, we decided that
we did not
want to ride in the arch. You can go to the top of the arch and you can go to the
and have the views. It would cost about 60 for a family of four, it cost about $60-ish.
And with the pass,
it would cost $54 it would cost 60, okay, 54 plus 12 is 66.
66.
So it costs anywhere between $55 and $70. But we're gonna say it's gonna cost $60-ish for a family of four to go up to the arch. We decided not to, because originally Amelia did not like the idea of riding up to the arch, which I was severely disappointed by.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to go up to the arch. And then when she realized that, oh, you don't have to see outside the arch till you get to the top, I want to do it. But then when I realized that you're in this little pod all the way up and I'm super claustrophobic, I was like, nope, not doing it. I'm out. Like, I was out. I love the idea of going up to the top, but I am going to need some, like, heavy Xanax to do that.
So just to give y'all some perspective, the pod is about I would say half the size of our tent.
It can fit 5 people tops.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. And then when you get deeper into the little museum part, and they have a part where the girls were spinning it to make the pods move up and down the arch.
Mm-hmm.
One of the arches was upside down. And so there was a dude like literally hanging upside down in one of the little pods.
Nope.
And I was like, nope. I don't want that happen to me.
Nope.
I'm good. So I'm sure they have a better system now than, you know, some dude cranking or, you know, whatever.
But
it was if you have a kid that is interested in history or the American West, that they have an amazing museum to go to.
And they do a great Junior Ranger program. For such a small national park, they have a really good Junior Ranger book.
It's a lot of learning.
And let me tell you, they were like hardcore about their Junior Rangers. Because we have some people that are just, we've had some Rangers that were just like, oh, you did it, cool. But they were like hardcore about their Junior Rangers. Like they were like, oh, you said you did this, let me hear how you did this. Yep. And I actually appreciated that. It was... in some ways, okay, yeah, frustrating because just so there's some ways where I'm like, okay, let my kid get the Junior Ranger. But then I'm also like, good for you for holding them accountable. So we got to do that. We went back yesterday. The girls and I swam. Chris taught his class. It was a whole thing. But this morning, like what Chris was saying, it was really cool. So when we drove, we went to the Cahokia Mounds. And we drove across and Daphne was like, the arch. Daphne was so excited to see the arch. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to have her see that and to just be so excited by it. So we drove up, we drove from St. Louis, we drove up to... Well,
we went to Cahokia Mounds.
Yes.
Which I would suggest everybody go. At least just see them.
If we would have
some of the largest mounds,
we would have spent
States.
More time there, but the museum was closed for renovations.
Yeah. Yeah. And the medicine was kicking in. And we went to go see the world's largest bottle
of ketchup. Oh, is that what it was? The medicine was kicking in?
Yeah. The world's largest bottle of ketchup.
Oh my gosh. The girls were so excited. We went to so in the same town that the Cahokia Mounds are, is the world's largest bottle of ketchup. So if you're going to do one, do the other. So we did those, and then we drove, I drove, which let's be honest, follow ABCD Adventures. We don't tell y'all about what we're doing in the car, but this was the longest I've ever driven in any of our trips. And I'll be honest, I just got really tired.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really bad dream last night. We're not going to get into it. I have to call and text my dad about it before I can like talk about it. It's a whole thing, but I had a really bad dream last night, so I didn't get good sleep, blah, 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 blah. So Chris was nice enough to drive the last 2 hours of the trip, but for a 5-hour trip, I drove over half of it. Whoop, whoop, go Brittany. But we got to Indiana Dunes. It is an interesting national park.
Yeah, and I think, you know what? In a couple of days when we move to our next campsite, we should sit down and record again. And just so we have a second one.
Okay. I'm down with that.
We'll publish later about
Indiana Dunes. So we're going to talk about Indiana Dunes.
Just to be fair. And it's not to be that saying that Hot Springs and the Gateway Arch are not important. But Indiana Dunes is a relatively new...
And we're about to hit a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about Chicago. Something in Sunday. We'll talk about Sunday. when we get to Grand Haven.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure
Sunday
it out.
Sunday when we get to Grand Haven.
But anyways, let's get we'll up talk our closing about, and stuff.
Yes. So it's been neat because Indiana Dunes is interesting. I almost feel like it's a mixture of Shenandoah.
It does feel very Shenandoah.
It feels very Shenandoah-ish, but also Shenandoah and Port Aransas.
Yeah.
It feels like a mixture there's of Shenandoah and Port Aransas. There's a lot of golf
carts around.
Yeah.
And cyclists that are trying to be run over. So our next podcast we're going to talk about Indiana Dunes.
And we're going to talk about Chicago. And maybe a little bit about Grand Haven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe, it depending on when we get to it.
But I'm assuming it's going to be...
let's say Friday night. We'll try to record again.
No, we'll probably record Saturday when we get to Grand Haven.
Yeah, sorry. Sunday night.
When we get to Saturday. Grand Haven.
So, yeah. All right, so with that...
You forgot how much fun it was to record the podcast, didn't you?
Hush.
I could be like, let's record the podcast. Because you know me, I love to talk.
You do love to talk. All right, so thank
again,
you.
We're going to talk about... Jesus, Lord, we're going to talk about Indiana Dunes, Chicago, and a little bit about the lower part of the western part of Michigan. So thank you for listening to ABC Adventures Podcast. We hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about Hot Springs National Park, St. Louis, and the Gateway National Park. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook on ABC Adventures. And also email us with anything, any ideas or anything you have at abcdadventures2021@gmail.com. We would love to hear anything you have to say because right now our 2025 trip is very up in the air. So we would love to hear what you have to say.
Yep. So thank you for listening, and remember to go where you feel most alive.
Jinx! You owe me a Coke!